This is John McMullen. Welcome you to episode 4 of The John Mack Show. Fowler the Wonder Dog came into our home on May 1st, 2010. She's a rescue dog from South Carolina, a Silky Terrier. Some background. I had to give up a dog when I was 5 years old, because it turned out I was very allergic to dogs and to cats. And I did not have a dog until May 1st, 2010. I first found that I could have some non-allergenic dogs when I was at my friend Dr. Bermolino's house, and there was some Shih Tzus in the house who used to come and climb up on our bed and everything. So I was primed for a dog. Now, over the years, Barbara and I had some cats, which I had been allergic to, but one took over our house when we lived in Bedford Hills, New York. It was used to come to visit. We used to feed the cat, and it stayed outside. It belonged to some neighbors next to us that had horses. But just spent so much time at our house that when the neighbors moved, they left the cat for us. So I bought a cat house, and we fed the cat in our house, but she stayed outside. But when we moved to Jefferson Valley and brought the cat with us, we put the cat in our basement till she got used to the area. Well, then I found a cat who was abandoned, and brought her to this beautiful brown and black cat, and brought her to live in the basement too. And there she stayed until she gave birth to 5 kittens. We told our children, Claire and Luke, that they could each pick a kitten and then would find home for the other cats. And the one that they both liked the best unfortunately died. And then it became, what happens if the others die? So we wound up keeping the 4. And that was 6. And then eventually I took shots, and I took more shots, and they made their way out of the basement. And we have a 3-story house, and they were in different parts of the house. We've had anywhere from 3 cats to, at one point, a high point of 11, but it's not like there were cats all over the house, because, as I said, it's a big house, and they were different places. And I got to love cats, but they're different. They allow you to take care of them. It's not so much that they are as, even though the ones that we have now, and we're down to 5, 3 who live on one level and 2 who live on another. They're affectionate, but on their own terms. So I'd always wanted the dog, and when I stopped teaching full time at Monroe College in January of 2010, it seemed like it was the right time to get this dog. But I never realized the impact that the dog would have on our lives. When we brought her here, she behaved the way that I didn't know how dogs behave, and then I thought that her reticence to offend or to do anything that could cause trouble was the way that all dogs were. And she ignores the cats. She just turns her head away. There's only one cat that she acts friendly with, or if you could call it friendly, but when she wants to play with the cat, she plays with dogs too. When she runs, then she backs up, and the cat thinks that there's a, doesn't know what's going on, so she doesn't really play. And in the beginning, she didn't bark. She didn't bark for a year, and we didn't think that she could bark. All this was her acclimating to us and to the house, and to not doing anything that would disturb her stay here. Now, we don't know what happened before that we rescued her. She is very sensitive to noise, And she doesn't like big dogs. And she also is a people's dog more than a dog's dog. When we take her to the dog park, she'll play with another dog if she knows the dog for maybe 5 minutes. Then she'll play with the other dog's owners for as long as they'll pet her. She likes being petted. So she eventually someone came near the door and she started barking. And we told her that was the good watchdog. And she did evolve, so now she barks if she wants our attention. She completely won my wife over, who was a cat person, who was afraid of dogs, and now she's always up to be petted, and she stayed with me and until Barbara comes in the room, and then she'll run over and she'll jump up to be petted, and she'll stay with Barbara until Barbara leaves the room, and then she'll come back to me. That's fine. And she gets, the cats get fed. We give them cat food that we've selected as being healthy for them. And with her, I make her dinner of chicken and rice and pumpkin and dry food and vitamins and mix them all up, and she eats them, and then we take her out. Now, the cats are house cats. They don't go out. She goes out, and at times she goes for walks with us at different places, and at other times she just sits in the front yard and she gets walked around until she defecates and urinates, and then she goes back in. But she really has really changed the whole dynamics that she's just, we're always busy going to teach or to write or to do other things, and she provides a route. It's, hey, stay here with me for a while and be with me, the both of you, not just one, the both of you. And but it's very interesting. If you go out for too long, she turns her head away as though she's punishing you. She's, as I said, if there's anything with the cats, if I carry by the cat, she just turns her head away. She just doesn't have any use for them. The only problem she ever has is if they're in the same room with her when she's eating. She must have had to fight for her food, because she just will not tolerate them being too close, and all she has to do is to lunge, and they will run. We've never had the real dog or cat fight, and we do not want to. She is a 10 to 12 pound, depending on what she's been eating and what her diet. Silky terrier. She's a traditional terrier with pointed ears. During the winter, she has very curly long hair. During the summer, it's cut off, and you can see she's a terrier because then her ears stand out and everything. But she has just been terrific. She's really taken over our lives in a very positive way. So if you are ever looking for a dog, I recommend terriers. Well, maybe she's special. We think she is. But Fala the Wonder Dog has made a tremendous impact on our lives, and her pictures are on my Facebook page. And until next time, see ya.